Sadly, rural municipal daycares are feeling stressed over the province still not extending the $10 a day childcare. For us, it is really concerning, said Kelsey Morrison, board chair of the Prairie Playhouse Early Learning Center. The center, which will open next month in Sedley, banked on the expectation that SASC would sign onto the program, allowing the center to continue receiving grants from the federal government. We received $300,000 to $400,000 from the government, with the rest of the roughly $800,000 to $900,000 costs of opening a new center being sourced through a mortgage, said Morrison. The mortgage the center took out will take 15 years to pay off. Despite raising some money through fundraisers, Morrison said their board and other rural municipal daycares are on the edge of our seats. Morrison said their center would likely raise costs for childcare and cut staff from fewer children attending the center. And take other measures in response to no $10 a day childcare. Other rural daycares have indicated to Morrison a potential shutdown if the province doesn't sign onto the deal when it expires in March 2026. Previously, Minister of Education Everett Hindley said SASC hasn't signed onto the deal because the dollars weren't there to make sure that the childcare centers can keep their businesses viable. Hindley indicated the province was looking to negotiate the funding received from the federal government. I'm not really sure that the reasons that he's provided are acceptable, said Morrison. She noted SASC and Alberta are the only two provinces, territories in Canada to not sign onto the deal. Benefits of cheaper daycare. The cost difference for families on $10 a day childcare is substantial. Under the program, families would pay roughly $215 per month for full-time childcare. Meanwhile, Morrison said she pays $800 per month for her child to attend private childcare, while others pay upwards of $1,200 per month. With more affordable childcare spaces, it creates jobs in the local economy. Our center is expected to add around 10 jobs to the area, said Morrison. New jobs can attract families to the area, helping keep rural municipalities from ending up deserted, she added. Sedley itself only has a population of roughly 365 people. There are also benefits for children in childcare. We ensure children are provided nutritious, healthy meals, she said. Morrison also pointed out licensed childcare centers can ensure children are prepared to jump into kindergarten. SASC today reached out to the Ministry of Education for a response and will update an article when a statement is provided.